all the Woolwich murals worked on with local artists and community, and they all feature in different ways some of the history and heritage.
The bright colours will really invite people to come wander and have a look.
Our role is very much to engage different factions of the population.
We've got a range of interventions which include Public Realm in Power Street. The square will be more for public and the community.
What you see now is a very different environment than you would have seen sort of 15, 20 years ago.
Hi, my name is Bhavna Brooker and I'm an alumni of the Future of London's Leadership Programme. I first came across Woolwich on my way to Plumstead to visit family and have always been fascinated by Woolwich. So I jumped at the chance when I was invited to see the heritage-led regeneration of the area, including the famous Royal Arsenal site and the traditional High Street. I'm going to meet Rob Timmer. He works for the Royal Borough of Greenwich and is the Regeneration Delivery Manager on the Woolwich project. He's going to show me around and has arranged for me to meet some of the other people involved.
So we boarded the ferry and I can see they're lifting the ramp, so we're just about to set off. Those who have used the Woolwich ferry know this won't be a very long trip and we'll arrive at our destination very quickly. As I look back towards North Woolwich, I can see in the distance the Tate and Lyle factory, and I can also see a few new developments popping up on this side of the river as well. But the majority of the new buildings, new developments are taking place in Woolwich, not just in the Arsenal, but along the river. Hi Rob!
Hello, welcome to Woolwich.
So it's been a really lovely quick trip. It's a really lovely, pleasant, sunny day. So we're really excited and looking forward to this walking tour.
It's still very busy, which is, you know, this is a historic crossing for Woolwich. And I think you chose the right option. You got the foot tunnel as well, but you're in the sunshine. And it's a good place to start. So we're sort of a stone's throw from the High Street. And Woolwich has that connection to the Thames, history of the naval dockyards, the Arsenal, being on the water. So we're sort of trying to draw that back a little bit.
So Rob, can you tell us about some of your work and involvement in the Heritage Action Zone?
Yes, so today we're exploring Woolwich Town Centre and the High Street. I've been working on the High Street Heritage Action Zone for the last 2 years. We've got one more year left of the project. And what's quite exciting for Woolwich and obviously the other high streets around the country is this project's very much about the heritage and the buildings, but also very much about the people and the local community and animating the High Street. So this is the Welcome to Woolwich mural by the collective makers, Joseph and Lisson, who've done a fantastic job.
I saw that it was a big, huge wall, so I didn't know how much of it would cover, and it's actually nearly covering all of it, and it is very striking.
And we've commissioned a series of 5 murals all along the High Street. So Power Street, Woolwich's main shopping street, it's very long, so we've kind of curated this journey from one end of the High Street to the other and actually done a family trail map as well, so hopefully younger people can also explore the High Street and kind of spy some of the heritage details and the murals that we've commissioned. And all of these are really, you know, they've been commissioned locally and designed with local community workshops. And I think it kind of exemplifies the project really well.
It makes reference to some of the historic uses of the building. Is that what that is?
Yeah, so all the Woolwich murals worked on with local artists and community, and they all sort of feature in different ways some of the history and heritage of the location. So this one specifically, we're at a space where there's 2 former cinemas, the Granada and Odeon. When Woolwich was an exciting film night out in the 30s. Both are now churches, and this one we're at, the Christ Faith Tabernacle, was a cinema, was a bingo hall. Now it's a church, but it's still got a fabulous, listed, very theatrical interior. When it was designed as a cinema, it was called the most romantic building in the UK. And it is a great feature if you still manage to get in there. There's a hall of mirrors, very gothic artwork in there, and I think it speaks to the project really nicely in terms of creating something new and vibrant but referencing the history.
We've just arrived at a fantastic mural just off Woolwich High Street. Hafira Kadasol is the local artist behind this project.
We're just stopping off to see your mural and your work. So please tell us about it and everything behind it and what you think it means for the community.
So the mural was based on what used to be here in Woolwich. So the Woolwich Building Society used to be based at a pub down the road. And then they split up and they started the actual bank in this part here, which was called the Woolwich kind of... This was actually the Woolwich front room where they had all the meetings. But before that, it was all dirt tracks, so a lot of trees, and there's a lot of nature in Woolwich. So I thought it'd be really good to kind of bring that nature to life. And so I researched into a lot of the trees in the area, drawn around like the shapes and things, and then I thought, oh, it'd be really nice to get the children's input. So the children then created flowers from Nightingale Primary School, which is a school I used to go to, and then they like created all these wonderful flowers which they then painted onto the wall. And then I just thought, well, it'd be great as well to have the Woolwich Ferry inside it. So there's actually an old window shape that's actually left in the original kind of building. So in that actual window you can actually see like the boats and stuff, which I've kind of drawn in like old ships as well as the Woolwich Ferry to kind of give it that modern and past feel to it as well.
Should we go up and have a look at the mural?
So the idea was to kind of make it as bright as possible as well, because they wanted more people to use this kind of area a bit more. Not many people used it unless people knew the Friends Cafe at the corner. So the idea was to draw people in from, because actually here it's a bit of a crossroad. So they thought if they put planters and benches, and I thought, well, okay, then the trees will fit in really well. And the bright colours will really invite people to maybe come wander and have a look and to have a see what it's actually about. We also have around the outside of the windows, the different colours actually represent different countries from around the world. So instead of actually using their actual symbols, we thought it would be easier to blend in the colours that way. But some people have said it's the LGBTQ flag, which it could be as well, because, yeah, so it works in both dimensions, I guess. And the ship in the foreground with all, they've got like flags painted onto it, that was actually done by a little group that's at the Woolwich Library. It's an adult learning centre. And so in there, they all created flags that they'd like to see on it. But because of it being a bit political in terms of having just a Jamaican flag or an English flag or a Nepalese flag, we thought we'd better merge it together so it looks more uniform.
We'll go and chat to Pierre, one of the volunteers at the Woolwich Front Room.
Hi, I'm Bhavna.
Hi, Bhavna. I'm Pierre. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What does it mean for you? What does it mean for the local community?
So I didn't really know much about the space. How I discovered it was actually because they have a lot of free stuff going on here. And one summer, 2022, I brought my son for one of the food sessions we had here. And when I came, I was thinking I would like to work here because of the vibe I got. And basically the feeling of the space.
So I'm here to meet Judy from Alwatt. Hi, Judy. How are you today?
Hello. Fine, thank you.
Can you tell us about the Heritage Programme and the things you're involved in Woolwich?
I work for a group called Our Hut, and we've been commissioned by the Royal Borough of Greenwich to work on this project. And our role is very much to engage different factions of the population. So we've been working in two schools here, and that's involved a series of workshops, starting with a walk down Power Street and Hare Street and Beresford Square to actually show the children the architecture. And we've done a trail, so they had to look for details of the building. So a lot of them said things like, oh, it's the first time I've looked up. I'd never seen this sort of thing before. So that was good. We had an exhibition this week where all the parents came in to look at the work, and so they then started talking about the High Street and how they're all, you know, the Power Street and so on, and they started, you know, saying that their children had been telling them about it and had been introducing them to things that they hadn't noticed before. Also last night we had the first of three walks. We're going to be leading three walks through the same area, and that was obviously for adults. So it's things like that, and we also had a film night. Sort of new films specially commissioned for this project, and then also a lot of archive film of Woolwich, so looking at the change that's happened. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Judy. Thank you for your time and taking us through your work and projects.
Thanks.
Marie, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
So you're from the Future High Streets team at Royal Borough of Greenwich. Can you tell us a little bit about the future of the High Street and the plans and the things you're working on?
So back in 2019 we started working on a bid to the Future High Streets Fund. We found out we were successful for that bid in 2020, and we secured £17 million to improve Woolwich Town Centre. And we've got a range of interventions which include public realm in Power Street, decluttering, landscaping, and as we go further up I can talk about the Market Pavilion and the Royal Arsenal Gatehouse and the market, etc.
One of the things I've noticed, and this is a pedestrianised high street,
yes.
but I can feel bollards, I can see yellow lines. It actually doesn't feel pedestrianised, does it?
No.
Actually quite a lot of trees and planting. Is that something that will be incorporated into the future plans for the high street?
Yes. The trees are staying, I believe, and then there'll be more trees with the seating and landscaping. I think Power Street, going in terms of the history of retail, which we probably talked about already, it seems that Power Street is turning into that more of an F&B offer with some of the new businesses that are coming into the high street at the moment. So I think that's what we want to create in that bit of sort of nighttime economy. And we're also bringing back some of the history with the heritage plaques, aren't we, Rob?
Yeah, we've got the Woolwich Walk Heritage Trail, which will be installing later this year, and as Judy mentioned, there's some really interesting local buildings, so we've got plans to have plaques on lots of interesting local landmarks all through the town centre, also over in our old civic quarter as well.
There's a lot of background noise here. This is the Market Square, and that is the historic gatehouse, which Marie will tell us the future plans about.
Oh, there we are, see.
So Marie, we're just in Beresford Square now. So what are the future plans for this area?
So the future plans for Beresford Square obviously continue from the public realm in Power Street. It's improving the public realm in this area, landscaping, and just transforming it into more of a public square with some lovely seating, a vibrant market and a performance space to attract visitors, residents, workers and the community.
We just walked through the market right now. Are the plans to sort of still host a market like this, or different?
Still host a market. The market will be relocated and it'll be more of a linear market that will sit
over
this side and then up towards Green's End at the top. So the square will be more for public and the community rather than the market stalls.
Yes, which I can see right now kind of dominates the square, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just sort of to one side of the market is the really beautiful, the Royal Arsenal Gatehouse, yeah. The historic gatehouse. Yeah. I understand there are some plans for this, aren't there?
We are in liaison with the freeholder for the Grade 2 listed building, just in discussions at the moment, as we'd really like that to be more of like the focal and attraction point in the square. And our main vision for that building is having those gates open again.
So that will sort of really fit in with the plans for the Market Square and the creation of the more public realm.
Yeah,
spaces.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So Marie, thank you so much for taking us through the future plans for the space, and thank you very much for being involved in the podcast.
Thank you very much.
So now we're crossing over into the Royal Arsenal site, and we're meeting Richard Parrish from Historic England, who can tell us about his involvement in Woolwich and in the Royal Arsenal. So we're crossing quite a big, busy road to get over into the Royal Arsenal site, which feels very, very different actually to Woolwich Town Centre side.
We're here with Richard Parrish from Historic England, who has spent a number of years, I would imagine, visiting Woolwich and the Arsenal. And I think we wanted to just hear a bit about Historic England's interest in Woolwich, but also what the Arsenal development has unlocked as well.
Well, Historic England, English heritage as was, our involvement in Woolwich has been quite long term. I mean, I remember coming down here to look at the Arsenal in the mid 90s when English partnerships, I think, had taken over the redevelopment of the area from the MOD. The Arsenal itself having closed in 1967 and effectively been, I suppose, slowly decamped from that point. So you had a collection of very historic and sort of listed buildings within the site that had become redundant, including sort of the laboratory, the cartridge factory. And because of that, you know, sort of we were wondering what the legacy for those buildings would be. And in the 1990s, you had the Firepower Museum move into, I think it was the old cartridge factory on the site, building 40, I think it was. I may be wrong, that's going back quite some time now, which ultimately failed because you didn't really have the transport links here. You couldn't bring people into the Arsenal. The site was marketed to Barclay Homes, and as you can see, there's been a lot of new developments on the site. It's been turned into sort of, there's a lot of housing that's been inserted amongst the historic buildings, but what has really been, I think, a kind of change. Obviously, Crossrail coming has changed the dynamic of the area quite considerably because you now do have very good transport links here. But I think what's also very heartening from this site is Greenwich kind of seized the sort of bit between the teeth and took over the sort of management and created the Woolwich Works, which Rob has presumably talked a little bit about, to turn the most of the listed buildings into kind of a cultural centre for Woolwich, which, you know, was quite a brave move. It's a very expensive move, but off the back of the development with Barclay Homes, that's actually come to fruition. So what you see now is a very different environment than you would have seen sort of 15, 20 years ago in the Arsenal, where it was very much a bit of a wasteland. But, you know, we've had that sort of involvement in Woolwich for a long time, and one of the things that's always, shall we say, been a priority for us is actually the town centre. And as Rob says, in 2019 it was designated a conservation area. We did works back in beginning of the noughties, I suppose, sort of developing a survey of London for Woolwich town centre, which greatly informed our understanding of the area, and that's led directly into ultimately the conservation area status. Of course, the town centre is still quite depressed and has economic challenges, which is sort of why we're here today trying to develop the USP of the kind of historic environment as a sort of a catalyst for visiting Woolwich Town Centre and drawing the new communities around the Arsenal into the town centre. So, you know, it's part of a ongoing 4-year scheme. We're into the last year. We're sort of aiming to spend, I think it's 1.7 million from us and over 2 million from Greenwich Council. On regeneration, and that's being supplemented by money from future high streets and other sources. So hopefully some major changes happening very shortly, or starting to happen already. The Arsenal conservation area was at risk until, I think, about 2 years ago, when we obviously took it off the at-risk register, and obviously the town centre has now gone on to the at-risk register, so we're now concentrating our areas there. I think the lessons we're learning as well at the moment have been very much about collaboration and working with other partners. So, you know, Greenwich, and we're working with the Museum of London, we're working at Our Hut, we're, you know, sort of working with, you know, various sort of cultural providers, you know, for the murals project and the front room. And that's something that's new to us, that's been enabled by these projects. It's actually been able to, if you like, promote cultural activities alongside the repair of fabric. So that's been new and incredibly rich and useful. I mean, that's a hugely important social story that comes out of the development of the town centre with its kind of artisanal sort of working class culture, was that development of the first cooperative movements from 1847 with the Woolwich Equitable, and then I think it's 1868 from the Royal Arsenal Cooperative Society setting up in the town, people actually coming together and sort of, yeah, helping themselves to actually, you know, so we say, yeah, better their lives and sort of, you know, create quite fantastic architecture and a sense of pride in Woolwich. And, you know, I think that's a very important story. It's not just about, you know, this engine of munitions and sort of, I suppose, the kind of military presence. It is that sort of, it's the story of the people who actually worked here as well, which is absolutely fascinating and something that really connects to the town centre today.
So we are now going to end our journey by walking back through the boulevard to the Elizabeth Line station.
Thank you for visiting Woolwich. I hope you've enjoyed the tour. Thank you to Future of London for organising it, and I hope lots of the network, the alumni, the mentors will come and have a look at Woolwich if they haven't done so already. And yeah, there's lots to see and do, lots to discuss, and obviously in the panel discussion we'll be talking about the sort of bigger context and what the strategy is for the town centre going forward.
Brilliant, thank you again for organising the tour and the speakers and taking us through the town centre to see all the amazing things happening here.